This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Raise Your Game. I'm Tasha Fussell. To celebrate International Women's Day, we get into the hearts and minds of our favorite CEOs to find out what it's like and what it takes to be the ultimate lady boss. First up is Alison Chin, the CEO of Curves Malaysia, an exercise facility that was created especially for women. That's now in 13 locations all throughout KL and Perak. Alison tells us how she first got involved with Curves.
So Curves began in the US over 20 years ago by our founder, Gary Haven. And when he was a teen, he went to look for his mom and found she had passed away in her room from hypertension. And she was only in her 40s, but she was stressed out, overweight, looking after, you know, four kids. It was taking a toll on her health. And Gary felt so passionate that he didn't want anyone to ever have to go through what he did, that women should look after themselves, but yet they always put everyone else in front of them first. So in his 20s, he was running the traditional gyms, but he found that women would come in, yes, but they tend to hang out just on the treadmill or classes. And that is so important for us. But we also need strength training, because strength training helps us remain toned, have lean muscle, increase metabolism, and prevent osteoporosis as we get older. But many of us were pretty intimidated to go into the strength training area in a gym. There's all those big, muscly men, and we don't know how to use the equipment, or we have to hire a PT, and that's very expensive as well. So that's where the Curves concept was born, where it is circuit training. We do a combination of strength, cardio, and stretching, and it's only 30 minutes. So it fulfilled the need for women all over the world, where they didn't have time, but hey, here was a 30-minute complete workout that worked for them.
What compelled you to get behind this idea?
We were encouraging my own mom to exercise, you know, because she had been a busy career woman, you know, kids and everything, and kind of like let her health slide. So she signed up with a boutique PT studio near her office. But unfortunately, she got a slip disc out of it and was almost paralyzed. So it was a really traumatizing period of time. And we said, you know, she had a healthy body. She just wanted to improve her fitness and wellness, yet this happened. And we said, well, you know, Curves is really the answer, because Curves, you can't get hurt because it's hydraulic equipment. It's just so safe. So we were convinced, and we met Gary Haven, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, what were you doing at the time? Did you have any business experience, and was it not really daunting to bring something completely new and completely untested to the market? And at that time, I'm assuming you would have been much younger.
Yeah.
You know, what was that thought process like for you?
So my background, I'm actually a qualified chartered accountant. I was working with Ernst & Young in Sydney. That's where I started my career. I was there for a few years. And then when I came back to Malaysia, I joined one of the major gym chains in their regional finance team. So that's how I started getting into the gym industry, because actually I'm not a gym person at all. And when I was with this company, I was like, wow, it's such a positive environment. You know, really, we can make a difference to people's lives. And that's how I was exposed to that industry. When the Curves opportunity came about, I think in a way, emotion took over. When we met Gary and Diane, we just believed in their philosophy. So we kind of, I would say, fell in love really deeply and wanted to go for it. And maybe in a way, looking back, it was quite naive too, because I think someone who's really, really business-minded and maybe had more experience than me would have said, oh, look, we really got to do this business plan and we got to do the numbers and this and that. But I think sometimes it's a bit of heart with a bit of head as well. And yes, daunting, but, you know, my mom is one of my mentors and she was in this with me. Even though she was not involved in the business, you know, she's had many years of her own business experience, though in a completely unrelated field. So we kind of felt like, you know, the right combination we had there, let's go for it.
As lady boss of Curves here in Malaysia, what's your typical day-to-day look like?
It's pretty fun, actually, I would say. 99% of my team are women, so we have fun. I think we go in and have a chat, but we're very focused. We want to get our work done during the day. So my typical day, I go in, I definitely touch base with my key team members first. We are in a small, cute little office together, and we talk about what's happening for the day. During the day, I definitely attend to emails, have to look at the numbers, what's the performance of our clubs, etc. But I would say the fun things are getting out there to really network with other women-focused business, other health and wellness businesses, and collaborating with them. And we've, you know, done some amazing things in the last 12 months, including our Covet of the Year celebration, where we celebrate our members' success and how we choose to sort of share those stories as well. And I try to end my day with a workout. So I try to do 3 times a week. That's what we tell our members. But of course, it's busy too. We all have family obligations and all the rest.
I think it's, I can already sort of get a rough idea, but what sort of satisfaction do you get from the work that you do? Like, what really moves and motivates you?
The best thing ever is our members. You know, when we get really stressed out, there's so many things happening, and then if I go into a club and I just spend time chatting to our members, I always find that rejuvenates me, because if a lady tells me, "Alison, I feel so strong," like, you know, a face comes to mind, one of our ladies, she's in her 60s, and she comes almost every day at, you know, 4 o'clock, and she, you know, every time I walk into the club, she'll be like, "Alison," you know, she'll tell me about her day, and she's like, "Honestly, it's all because of curves. I feel so strong." You know, in her 60s, she's got that line on her bicep. She actually lifted up her shirt and showed me her abs. And that makes me so happy, you know, that when I go out and I meet members who are maybe in their 30s, who've been struggling with weight or even trying to conceive, and through exercise, they were able to do that, all the way up to the 50s, 60s, where they were having pain. And, you know, pain is something that can really affect people or not be able to sleep, but through exercise, through curves, they were able to manage that. That is definitely the motivation, I think, and that's something I feel our culture in our company, the staff all really feel that. They do the workouts themselves, they've had results with curves themselves, and therefore they can transfer that feeling to our members, and they get that feeling back from the members.
When you think about a person in sort of a leadership role, you immediately think about the kind of pressures and expectations that come with that role. Do you think that, not to promote that gender divide, but as a woman, do you think that there is a different set of expectations and a different set of rules or challenges that you face?
Yeah, I hate the whole gender thing too. There is pressure, immense pressure, and I think a lot of it comes from ourselves. Certainly for myself, I put high pressure on myself to get it right, to, you know, there should not be mistakes, that it has to be done a certain way. And a lot of it is in your head sometimes, I think, and then you think, oh, I need to be the perfect entrepreneur, I need to be the perfect mom, I need to be well-dressed and presented all the time, and that just builds upon itself. And so what I've been learning to do and still continue to try to do is not put that pressure on yourself so much, to say that it's okay to make mistakes, because everyone makes mistakes, as long as you learn from those and believe in yourself, because everyone is out there trying to give you advice. Maybe, you know, it's with good intention, but everyone thinks they know it better than you, that they are entrepreneur, that they know your business better than you. So I think the key thing was for me learning to say, no, I know this business. I'm going to implement these things, and I'm going to believe that my team can do it.
Do you think there are misconceptions about women as leaders or CEOs or bosses?
Yes, I think the main one is that, you know, women are emotional, women can be weak, or they have to overcompensate. I think that's out there. But for me, I believe that you should harness it to your own strength. I believe it was my mom who gave me this advice years ago, and I always believe in it. And she said, you should be an iron fist in a velvet glove. And I really think that is a very important part about being a woman, because there's so many amazing things about being a woman, including being soft or emotional. But that doesn't mean you have to be weak about it as well. So I think it's about finding that balance for yourself and embracing that you are a woman. And certainly in our industry, which is a women's focused business, I think it's a great plus to be a woman, because we're very creative. We can be very supportive of each other. We can have a lot of detail to attention and use that. We use that to, you know, make curves more and more relatable to our customers.
The interesting point that you raised was about having to overcompensate. Do you think that it's necessary for you to go out of your way to challenge the notions that are out there about women and how they are as leaders?
We're so lucky to be in the time we are now. I think, you know, maybe even like 10 years ago, I think it's really hard. There's definitely that glass ceiling, and I think it really does exist. It probably still exists the higher you go up in the corporate ladder. But we live in a time now, I feel like it's definitely been more embraced to be a woman, to be an entrepreneur. It's not such a focus like, oh, just being a woman. It's about what you're doing, how are you helping society. So I don't feel like it's such an issue in my day-to-day. I think we're pretty lucky to be in a time where it doesn't really matter so much, at least in my industry.
In terms of not just with curves, but just your general idea of it, like how do you define success? Like what does success look like to you?
I think success is having a goal, whatever that goal is for you, and having the courage to go for it, the strength to try, because it's pretty hard. I think a lot of people let dreams go by because of fear. To be surrounded by family and friends, because that's what is really important at the end of the day. And also to have your health, because what is it worth if you don't have your health, right? Mm-hmm. So to make every best effort you can to keep your body healthy.
Keeping your body healthy, I mean, it's so important. But I think, as you say, like for people who lead very busy lives, it's one of the first things that become overlooked. So how have you managed to strike that balance? I mean, it's a tricky question for you because you work in that industry.
Yeah.
But maybe from your experience before or from what you've observed with your clients that come in to Curves, is there a formula or is there a way to create that balance?
Well, in terms of exercise, I can say it's definitely not easy, but exercise is a must. And I think one of the key ways to get motivated is to have a buddy, to get started with a friend, because you feel more accountable when you know your friend's going to be there. Hey, we're going to meet at 6 o'clock and do a workout together and it's enjoyable. I think the other thing is being accountable to yourself. So even like scheduling it into your calendar and treat it as important as you would any other appointment. A lot of our members, they come in because they started getting pain or maybe their parents had high blood pressure or cancer or something, and that's the motivation for them that they don't want to be in that position. So I think you need to find something that's really personal to you, more than just I want to lose weight or be healthy, because to me that's really general. I mean, everyone says that. You have to find what is important for you. Is it, and it could be short term, like, oh, I want to look great for my son's wedding, or, you know, I have a marathon next end of the year, so I want to start training now. It can be short term goals and it can be longer term goals as well, but it must be personal.
Alison Chin, the lady boss at Curves Malaysia, here to share her thoughts and experiences as the leader of her company. We'll be right back. This is Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9.
Build fortunes modestly. BFM 89.9.
Good morning. You're here on Raise Your Game with me, Tasha Fusil. We have Alison Chin, the CEO of Curves Malaysia, here with us this morning as the first guest in our month-long special for International Women's Day. Now, staying fit all comes back to having the right kind of motivation. And motivation is interesting because it's so easy to harness in the beginning, especially when you've set a goal that you're excited to achieve. But it's tough to sustain it. So how do you keep that momentum going?
We have tools in place at the club level. So for example, we track attendance. So if we don't see our member coming in, we give her a miss you call because we do miss her, right? And we just try to find out what's happening. The other thing is we like to have success stories because women want to feel like, I can relate. And if she did it, I can do it too. And I think what's wonderful is when our members achieve success, they are so willing to share because they've been through it. So like one of our big parties we had last year was the Curvette of the Year celebration. We ran it as a competition and they could just write in and share with us if Curves had helped them in any way. And our winner, she actually went through a terrible family tragedy where she lost her mom and grandma and had to care for her sister who then passed away. So she had completely gone to depression, developed severe gastric and asthma. And one day she came across Curves and her dad encouraged her, like, go, do something for yourself. And she said she was amazed looking back now that exercise helped her come out of her shell to get confidence again in herself, to feel good, to start losing weight. And then it was that community of support. She made so many friends at Curves. So I think it's very important to have that success story and that sharing. And so many women go, wow, you know, I really relate because I went through this in my life or went through that, and that helps. So yeah, we're very much about supporting each other.
You know, you're a mom yourself and you would understand sort of the difficulties to sustain that motivation. What was what got you back into your groove? As I'm sure every woman will experience at some time in their life, men or women, really.
Yeah.
how do you get past the blocks that you face?
I'll be honest, Natasha, like after I had my baby, which was 2 years ago, I was completely overwhelmed, though I didn't realize it at the time. Within 3 days out of the hospital, I was back on my laptop and I would just let work and new baby and everything consumed me. And it took, you know, almost a year to sort of get my groove back. And I said, no, I've got to start exercising because I'm in the industry. That was my motivation, to be honest. But when I started, the hardest part is getting started. But when I started and I felt all the support again and to feel the energy that you get from exercise, I'm not even talking about weight loss, but just feeling good, then it grows upon itself. And that's how I said, yep, I've got to prioritize and make this important, because when I do this, I feel good. I'm a better mom. I'm a better staff member of my team. We all work together. We have fun together. And that's how we're going to achieve our goals.
Mm-hmm. Have you always had a very a positive mindset? Because, yeah, it just seems something that comes very naturally to you.
No, probably not. I think, you know, everyone has their own demons. And like I mentioned earlier, I think a lot of the pressure is within yourself when no one sees that. But I think in general, like, I do love being with people. And that is my favorite part of Curves, is just that it is a people business. And there's so much positivity, or there can be positivity, because people can go either way. And I think that's the thing with leadership. I have so much fun at work because I'm surrounded by people who believe in what we do. And that makes it fun to come to work and to create new things all the time.
Right, because creating that very dynamic and engaging work culture is not the easiest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
How did you initially approach it, with finding the right people or communicating that message that you wanted to people that, you know, you brought on board? How did you do that, and how do you translate that so that it can apply to different sort of industries?
I always hire on passion and attitude first. You know, that is the most important thing, and how willing they are to learn. You can't teach passion. You can't teach attitude. So that's like number one, because you want to surround yourself with people who are going to believe in that vision with you. From there, we have to let go a bit and trust and empower your team leaders and build culture. So it's always something that we're trying all the time, is to build culture, but it stems from us being the leaders first. But I'm so proud of that, because when we do that, it flows all the way through to our members, because everything is about transference of feeling. So it is a tricky one, but I think it starts with the right hiring process, asking the right questions and a bit of gut feel. And you're not going to get it right all the time, but you try as best you can.
Were there any instances where you tried something and you were really hopeful for it to work, but it didn't? It didn't pan out the way you wanted it to?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's such a journey. And in my instance, this person had the right industry experience, or maybe this person had the right skill set. But in the end, the attitude or the fit wasn't quite right. And then it's always disappointing for both parties, yeah. So it really takes time, I think, to decide what you want and what you need for the business at that time, because your business needs are probably changing every 6 months, depending where you are, which stage of the business you're at. You just have to keep plugging on, because you believe that we are creating something really good here, so we have to get the right people in place.
How do you learn best?
Mm-hmm.
Do you learn best from, say, a mistake, or do you learn best from taking lessons from other people?
Probably two main things. I read a lot. Like, I don't have time to read tons and tons of books, but there's so many Facebook sites and blogs these days with really great information. So they're quick, you know, 5 tips for this, 10 tips for that. It really does help. I mean, it's not just reading it, but try and apply it. Maybe one tip out of the 5, but if you apply it well, hey, it can actually make a difference.
Can you remember a tip that you've read about recently and tried out yourself?
Oh gosh, I'm always reading these leadership ones. But one book that I'm reading is How to Be a Better Leader by Malcolm Gladwell. And he talks about like the 5 steps. It's a really condensed book. And he said, number one step is position leadership. And actually, that's when someone gives you the leader, hey, you're a CEO, or you're a manager, or you're a CEO. He says that's the lowest level of leadership. It just means that someone thinks you have the potential that they gave you the title, but it doesn't really mean anything more than that. So the next few steps are the critical ones till you get to the pinnacle. So the second one is people must like you, because if they like you and they have a genuine relationship with you, they're willing to work with you to achieve the goal. Mm-hmm. And you give and take. And then you progress on to then empowering others. And when you can empower others to then empower others, that's really the cycle of leadership, where you're giving yourself to get them to a higher level so that they can help others. And when I started reading that, that really opened my mind, because it's not just about yourself doing it. It's about creating that whole culture that everyone feels that around you. And that's where it's really positive, because everyone's out there to help others in the company to progress. And I always feel like if everyone does that, the pie gets bigger. It's not about creating a bigger piece of the pie for yourself. It's about making that whole pie bigger for everyone.
When someone comes to you for mentorship, what sort of guidance and advice are they looking for? And what do you say that's most valuable to them?
You know, I have like almost 5 years of entrepreneur experience now. And the biggest thing was realizing that you're not alone. Doing your own business can be a lonely journey. And I think the main thing is to surround yourself with other like-minded people and share your challenges. Don't think you have to be the perfect business person or whatever, because everyone is actually facing challenges. And then just make sure you just keep learning. And I feel in Malaysia right now, there's so many forums, conferences, web series, coffee chats. There's just so much happening in the scene right now. And I think it's such a great time to actually reach out and get to know others.
It's International Women's Day on the 8th of March. So we're celebrating that for the whole month.
And the theme for this year is gender parity. What are your thoughts on equality at the workplace? Is it something that you give a lot of conscious thought to? Again, an interesting question for you, because as you said, 99% of your company are women.
Yeah. Look, not really. I don't think about it so much. I guess our industry is quite unique because it is mainly women. But I've always felt that as a woman, you just make sure you are independent and you stand on your own two feet, like never depend on anyone else. And any job you do, number one, you have to be technically good at it, because if you're just BSing or pretending around, like, it's going to catch up to you. So whatever field you're in, technical is as a must. But then the on top of that is, you know, the people skills, the soft skills. And I believe you yourself need to keep up to date with what is happening in that industry. What are the technical things coming out? Should you, you know, go for further study? Should you read more books? You know, that's something that doesn't matter who you are, you can do that. It's within your own remit to do it yourself.
To always take like an active role in sort of your own development.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, you just asked me, like, you know, how do I learn things as well? I listen to BFM a lot, and I get so much from the podcast. And Jeevan Sahadev, and someone I've become friends with, and I actually just bumped into him this morning. He was having coffee, and I said, Jeevan, you know, your podcasts, some of them have changed my life. You know, just the way you approach attitude, and is stuff that you can change yourself. So I think there's so much resource out there, and a lot of it doesn't cost money. You know, you don't have to buy a library or whatever. Just go out there and online, on the radio. There's so much podcasts, but it's about actually applying it, because otherwise we're just talking.
All right. So what is Curves Malaysia doing to celebrate International Women's Day?
We have a really, really exciting campaign. It's a global campaign to get stronger together. So we are offering free workouts to all ladies. Just come in on that day, International Women's Day, March 8th. And this is run in conjunction with Curves in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand. So it's really exciting. And we're going to have people posting up on Facebook with the hashtag Stronger Together of their experience. If listeners are interested, just check out our website, curves.com.my. All our locations are listed there. As well as our Facebook, we have details about this event on our Facebook, Curves Malaysia. And they can just come in and just check out and see, you know, what it's all about.
Okay, so we can just drop by anytime.
Anytime.
On the 8th
of March. Men, though. No men.
Sorry, guys. Okay, well, thank you so much, Alison, for being with us here today.
Thank you, Natasha.
That was Alison Chin, the CEO of Curves Malaysia, here on Razor Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.